All right, we're coming close to Purim. On Purim, there are four mitzvahs that the poskim speak about. We have the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. We know we're laying the Megillah at night and in the morning. And then we have the mitzvah of Matanos Lavyonim, giving gifts to poor people. We have the mitzvah of Shalach Manos, and also the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. There's a mitzvah to have a meal on Purim. In terms of the meal on Purim, first, there's a famous Lavush. Lavush explains that why we have the mitzvah on Purim, we don't have a mitzvah on Chanukah that way. So he says Chanukah, the persecution, was a religious persecution. It was, you know, towards the nefasha. They didn't want to let us observe our religion. So therefore, the simcha is when we release from it, it's lahodot lahalel, we give praise to Hashem. In other words, we're free to practice our religion the way we want to. The gzeira on Purim was a physical oppression. They wanted to just kill Jews. Achashverosh didn't care about religion. He just wanted to kill the Jews. So therefore, we have a suda. The suda feeds our guf, feeds our body. So in the Megillah, we say la soto tami me mishta v'simcha, that the institution was that the days of Purim are days of partying and simcha. So the Rav Yah learns that there's a mitzvah to have a suda at night and in the morning. The Rav Yah is one of the Rishonim. He says that it parallels the Megillah, whereas just like by the Megillah, we say v'ayamim ha'ila nizkarim v'na'asim. These days are remembered and done. So nizkarim refers to Kriyas HaMegillah, na'asim refers to the suda. So according to the Rav Yah, you have a chiyuv to have a suda at the night of Purim, which would be Thursday night this year, and also Friday morning. So most Rishonim don't hold like the Rav Yah, but the Mishnah Berurah says it's still appropriate to have a suit at night. It doesn't hurt. You can have a suit at night. That's to fulfill the sheet of the Rav Yah. And anyway, you have a fast during the day, so it's usually not too much of a problem. This year, the Purim comes out on a Friday. The Rama says you should do the Suda in Shachris, in the morning. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down. It means before Chatzot. Before Chatzot, you should have the Suda. There's a minag that Rav Shachter quotes. Rav Shachter has different, you know, psakim, but it's a minag in Yerushalayim. When Shushan Purim is on a Friday, not like this year, when Shushan Purim is on a Friday, so there's a minag in Yerushalayim to be pares ma'apa makadish. The Gemara in Arvei Psachim says sometimes a person has a meal, and in the middle of the meal, he spreads out the tablecloth, and he makes kiddush for Friday night. So in Yerushalayim, so when Purim's on a Friday, that's what people do. They begin the meal during the day, the Suda's Purim. They break off in the middle of the meal. I don't know if they daven at that point in time. And then they make Kiddush, and they continue on with the meal. So it's a question whether that's Lechachila or B'diavad. It's not recommending it per se, but it's just something to be aware of. All right, another issue is, do I have to have bread to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda's Purim? So it's Machloket Poskim, according to the Morik Si, that's Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Ruch HaShulchan, Bedafke, you do need bread. The Magen Avraham wants to say that you don't necessarily have to have bread. He says, in the Shari Tshuva also quotes, it's the name of one Gadol. What about meat? Do I need to have meat in the meal? So the Ruch HaShulchan says you need to have meat. It's like a little bit like Yantiv, and the Divrei Yatziv also says in Simcha Lababasar. The Magen Avraham wants to say that even in time, the only mitzvah of having meat was during the time of the Beis Hamikdash on a Yantiv. Now even on a Yantiv, maybe not necessarily to have meat. So the Magen Avraham wants to say that there's no chiyuv to have meat. And the Sheva Levi wants, the Sheva Rav Ozner wants to say that still there's a mitzvah. It's good to have meat. There's a question, if there's a mitzvah to have meat, can I fulfill the mitzvah with poultry? So some poskim want to say that it's not considered, if you have you know, chicken or turkey, that's not considered like basar. Basar, we mean like the four-legged animal. But some want to say, it's also for this, the Rebbe Avot Ephraim quotes Rav Moshe, he wants to say for Purim, it's okay with basar oaf. The Rav Shechter quotes the Rav. The Rav wanted to say that when Purim comes out on a Friday, he wanted to say a tuna sandwich is okay. You could be yotzei with that. Okay, there's also a mitzvah to have kreplach on Purim, you know, with the meat, which is covered with dough, and also the humantashen and blinetter. I hope to speak about this on Shabbos. I think we've basically covered the points. Okay, any questions? Okay, Rebbe Tanya Mechashev.